I'm going to read a piece that I wrote from my dad about 2 weeks ago for this occasion. I call it The Man and the Ocean. The Man and the Ocean. Inside the theory of the Big Bang, amidst the high energy of the source of all things, are these two relatives, special and general. As far as relatives go, this is about the special ones, the ones that comprise the mixture of mandatory and magic. As the necessary collisions and expansions produce billions of elements, two constitute matter. One, the Bang's keen sense of balance, the other, that bright, shining light, this one end of special. It is difficult to resist the litany of paternal anecdotes. Dads in football, dads in fishing, and the ever so popular, if sometimes exaggerated, dads in the ass whipping as metaphor for foolish youth. To be sure, this is ours as well, but for only a sliver, more mysterious than mathematical, or the essence of playing the dealt hand to the highest order possible. Nothing forced, all steady as she goes. And his matter? Some unexpected concoction of African, West, and East, to be the heart of that light. Not the presence of all matter, but the presence of all that matters. What a more apt metaphor for this life than the journey toward this music, not mythically ideal, but soup-stained and pockmarked all the way in. What could it be but this music that becomes not the backdrop for who he is, but the edifice that introduced us boys to the man, and then the world? Once the all-encompassing sun of our youth diminishes, slowly, direction replaces fear, but always seen and not foreseen, there, floating, bobbing up and down. Not the right answer, not the direct road, but the best thing he could have been, a beacon, that flashing light, being and showing all at once. Not the individual intent of some grand plan, but the individual intent of the present moment, devoid of any measurable grandiosity, the simple discipline of the task at hand. And for each of us, when we face the dark, becoming our own lights, our own beacons, sure of some things, unsure of others, we look back before the line breaks, before White Dwarf, seeing that bobbing light, not to ask, "Is that you, Pop?" but to pay close attention and to know, although the line not straight, true. Wishing that in our best imitation of that light, that flashing light, that beacon, we would be so much the better to have nearly as much grace.